on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Swan Hill on this Friday. Great track up on the border. I hope everyone up there is looking forward to their freedom again and hopefully getting back to the races very soon as well. Good Friday afternoon to have a punt at Swan Hill. And the man to find us all the winners is Harry White. Good morning, H.
Good morning, Michael.
Love playing at Swan Hill. What do you make of today's meeting?
It's a very nice card. There's a fair few shorties floating around, but a couple at a price. It's got a bit of everything. Definitely a meeting that we should be having a few decent bets at.
Yeah, there are a few shorties there today. It's on a good four surface, and one of the well-backed favourites is from the team of Natalie Young and Trent Busson. And Natalie joins me this morning. How are you, Nat?
I'm good, thanks.
Good to have a chat to you this morning. You've scratched three of your four runners, so does this mean the one you've left in, Marcon's Ensemble, is just a good thing in the last?
I hope so. We do have to beat Matt Tamani's horse, Caramansor, but he's probably a little unlucky at Sandown last start when he runs second. We had Josh on to claim the three, but he did have a little bit of dead weight, so he sort of went round the field on the corner and then switched to the inside and switched back out. So he went a nice race and he's trained on really nicely since. Had a good gallop on Tuesday with Mirage Dancer and kept up with him, no problem. So I think he should present really well today.
Well, it's only a small field and the top four in the market have all got ability. Prince Ziggy's been scratched from Flemington tomorrow to take on the race and Valak as well. So $2.60 in this small field. Do you think that will suit him, a smallish field? How do you see the race unfolding over 2,400? Will it be a tactical affair?
Well, we're the widest out of the six, so we'll probably just let him balance up and just let him roll along nicely. He'll probably sit fifth or sixth, I'd say, and hopefully he's peeling out the top of the straight and having that good turn up on it finish that he normally does.
Well, hopefully we can win the last at Swan Hill and then roll into a good day at Flemington tomorrow. How's his exceptional come through that exceptional run last start at the Valley?
Yeah, he's come through it very well, actually. We sort of thought we'll test him out at the 1400 for the first time, and obviously we're no illusion. Victoria Springs' A game is going to be very hard to beat, but he's got a nice gait. And, he's worked on really nicely since then, and he's just got really good heart, this horse. You know, he's not an overly big horse, but if he's got that genuine speed on early, like he did in the Mackenzie, he should be finishing home over top of him really nicely.
His stablemate's a little underrated as well. It was a good run in the size. You then threw him in the deep end in the JJ Atkins up in Queensland, up against Converge. I speak of Blushing Tycoon. How's he come back?
Yeah, really good, actually. We ended up selling him up there afterwards. Well, he just ended up getting caught deep in the Atkins, but I actually thought he boxed on not too bad. He definitely sort of seen the trip out. He's had a couple of trials going into tomorrow, and it's sort of been a little bit rain-affected tracks at Cranbourne, so we haven't sort of got a really good line on him. But I actually had a sit on him through the week, and he impressed me quite a lot. He's just one of those horses that he doesn't do a lot on the track. He's a typical colt, you know, he just does what he has to. But we actually put the blinkers on him through the week just to give him a bit of a harder one, and he galloped up really nicely with He's Exceptional. He's Exceptional is probably that little bit sharper, but they're both going into tomorrow really well.
It's a strong Let's Elope, as it always is. You've got three runners, Rich Hips and Impecunious, the best of the three. What do you make of Impecunious's run at Sandown last start?
Yeah, she had a really nice sort of run in transit, and then she sort of looked like she was going to really sort of lob to the front and let down, but I think she might have just peaked on her run slightly. Now she's sort of going into tomorrow, sort of 3 weeks between, so she's had those good couple of extra gallops into her. She's actually feeling really well, though. She's very, very supple this time in. I think just having that run under about sort of what she needed. She's obviously got that little bit of an awkward gait. Sort of nice to have Linda Meach back on, though. She's always been pretty good for the team and nice to get her back on board. We've missed her a little bit. Fits in with a nice weight, but, she'll obviously just go back a little bit from that gait and hopefully there's a little bit of speed on early, which hopefully Zoo Dancer and that Tarab, Maddie Raymond, you know, we'll sort of eject a bit of genuine tempo and hopefully they're sitting out the back door and get home over top of them on that long straight at Flemington.
It's a big weekend. You've got a host of runners at Cranbourne on Sunday. Who's the one bet you'll be having this weekend?
I actually quite like a horse that's resuming, Anthemic. He ran second in Aussie Monster a while back, and then he actually had a little chip taken out, and we tipped him out and brought him back in. I think he's trialled up really nicely, so I think he's a little bit of a good each-way chance at his odds. And obviously, Glint of Hope, she missed narrowly at Finella. Good odds, too, $29. She's trained on really nicely, too. And Hopkins, well, he's a good, consistent sort of horse. We just thought we'd throw him in on a sort of nine-day backup. He's backed up 3 days before at Sandown around second, so he's always quite nice and consistent.
Sounds like a few nice little plays on Sunday as well. Good luck over the weekend.
Thank you.
All right, let's get into the meeting today at Swan Hill, Harry. In the first race, we've got a short price favourite here. This has been absolutely smashed. I know there's a couple of scratchings that have come out of the race, but there's been a lot of talk about this debutante from, or this first up runner from the Hayes stable, Super Thief, and it is into $1.50. Are You Gold Enough is a first starter from the Nick Ryan stable at $3.70 and Brat at $9. $1.50, would you be taking that Super Thief in the first?
I'll take it in a Play of the Day multi, which we'll talk about later, because, look, it's a pretty modest maiden. It really is sort of a race in two. Super Thief, resuming for his second prep, has run second to subsequent stakes winner See You in Spring on debut. Recent jump outs have been solid. The market, I think, rightfully gravitated towards him. Are You Gold Enough? Really the only other one in the market. Been jumping out well. Had a stable swap. Outside of those two, AC Prince, resuming gelded, showed some sort of ability first up. And if you were desperate to find a roughie, I'm convinced Paper Dragon has some sort of ability. Trial between runs was good. But I think the short way home is the right way in the first. 11-5, 2-12.
11-5, 2 and 12 in the first at Swan Hill. Race number two is a maiden over 1,200. In this race, we can take out 2, 5, 9 and 11. Lindsay Smith's got a couple of nice chances today at Swan Hill. He's got the favourite here, Playing It Safe at $2.30. Harry Coffey in the saddle. Broadway Lane's at $4.60. Siamese at $6. And then we're out to Bold Mistress at $8. Lindsay was on with the Brickie Boys this morning. We don't actually have Playing It Safe. We've got him on two others. So that's interesting. He didn't say this was one of his best of the day, Lindsay. What do you think today?
I think he's keeping it quiet, Michael, because I know a bit about this horse. And
do you?
The recording that I've heard from my friend who's a shareholder was bullish and will win this, then go to town. So that's the way we're going.
It's good to have
going.
The inside word.
There we go. We won't be playing it safe. I think this horse wins. Was really good on debut. Fast closing sectionals in a race that the leader had run to suit. Extra shade of chip should be good, as should the firmer footing. Where she gets to in the run from a sticky gate, that's just the key. Little Vista, shown ability in a few Cranbourne trials. Expected to put a forward showing in on debut. Siamese, open up at some sort of stupid price. 34-1, that trimmed up quickly, is trimmed up further with scratchings. I thought she put in a solid enough debut last prep and has had some decent jump outs leading into her second prep here. And then Broadway Lane, good first up, then thrown into a midweek lakeside maiden and was okay. But hopefully Uncle Lindsay gets us the chocolates. 12-6, 13-3.
12-6, 13-3. And that's why we got Harry on the big dollars, that inside mail. So it's been declared a good thing, Playing It Safe at $2.30, race number two at Swan Hill. Race number three is a maiden over 1,200 metres. We can take out one. Which is that horse that Natalie Young was talking about, races at Cranbourne on Sunday, Anthemic. So keep an eye out for that. Take out 3, 8, 11, also 13 and 14. Great Bold is the favourite here at $3.10. Little Miss Gutser, $4. Chortlist at $4.80. And then we had an SMS, a little sneaky mail from a listener this morning. Bangarang Redback, a first starter from the Patrick Payne stable at $5. Who do you like here, Harry?
I'm expecting from a low draw, blinkers on again, that the intent on Little Miss Gutser is to go forward. I thought she did enough first up, should appreciate the shade of extra trip. The form through her last prep stacks up quite well, at least well enough to knock off a four-year-old and up Swan Hill maiden. Great Boulder, Winkers, two solid career runs to date. Barangarang Redback has shown enough at the trials to think a forward showing wouldn't surprise. And Coralist, if you have to give her a chance, seeing as she closed off well in the same race as Little Miss Gutser to fill the minor money first up. The gripe is that her form from last prep's a bit modest, and I think she still wants further. 12, 4, 2 and 10.
12, 4, 2 and 10 in race number 3. Race number 4, this is over 1,200 metres. We can take out 4 and 15. Dance of Thunder is another of the Lindsay Smith runners. It's at $3.10. Like a Mosh, $3.50. Watch Hill at $4.40. Now, Lindsay did comment on this one. Let's hear what he had to say about Dance of Thunder.
He likes his time down the beat, so once again, he's come for the better stake money, and yeah, he's going good. He had a jump out the other day at Ararat, and that was good against some nice horses of Daniel Bowman's, and he prepped up good. So I don't know whether his form got out to 2,000. I don't know where he sits at that just yet, so I expect him to be my best chance, I think.
All right, he's declaring Dance of Thunder his best chance at $3.10. What do you think, Harry?
I'm with Dance of Thunder as well. As Lindsay said, did get out over a trip in his first prep. Now in Lindsay's capable hands, stable swapped. I've liked his work in a couple of 1,000-metre jump outs. The form through his last prep's okay. I don't think it looks an overly strong maiden. It's one that I think he can be winning. Like a Mosh and Watch Hill come through the same debut at Warwick Nabil in a race that was won by Fortunate Kiss, who then ran well on Wednesday. They were priced the same, basically crossed the line together, and had similar runs in transit. I just thought Like a Mosh looked to have a bit more upside, and the market suggests that between the pair. And then outside of those top three, maybe McClellan with blinkers on next best, but I'm thinking a synthetic track may better suit. 3.11.96.
3.11.96 in the fourth. Race number 5. This is over the mile. It's for the 3-year-olds, and we can take out 3, 11, 13, 16, 17, and 20. 3-year-olds and up, so I should say, a maiden here. Outlaw Ned's at $5, so it's an open race. Bob's Bay at $6, Foolish Boy at $6, and then we're out to Blue Smarty at $7.50. Gee, this looks tough, Harry. Who do you like?
Yeah, there's been key scratchings, and it's just really opened this race right up. That said, I was with Bob's Bay originally, so we'll stick fat. He comes through the best prior form races, but they were all on heavily rain-affected track, so it remains to be seen if he handles good going. His gait improves with scratchings. Stepping back a shade and trip could prove advantageous. In an open race, I think he looks a main hope. Foolish Boy filled the minor money at track and trip last time out. Outlaw Ned, the now race favourite, drifted in betting first up for a new stable, but was a good effort. And then Blue Smarty, winkers on, next best. Something else could win and it wouldn't surprise. 1.5.7.9.
1.5.7.9. Quick break. We'll be back with the quaddie at Swan Hill.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. Racing at Swan Hill today. We're on a good track. Harry White's finding us all the winners, and we're up to the first leg of the quaddy, which is race number 6. And this is a benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. We can take out 2, 5, 6, 17 and 18. Find Your Man, another favourite for Lindsay Smith at $2.30. Storm's Colours, $7. Category 5 at $9, and then we're out to Swiss Hero at $9 as well. This is what Lindsay had to say about Find Your Man in the first leg of the quaddie.
He used to go to the races and he'd shiver and shake, and I'm buttering him up from Geelong, and I made him, he sweats a bit behind the gates and gets a bit of anxiety, so he's come here to man up. So he's here on the trip, and he's drawn the best of the bunch. So, and on sight and the way he's eaten, I think he might have travelled the best than the rest of them. So, he may be the second best chance.
Well, that's a good push from Lindsay. He's never missed a place, this galloper, and he's $2.30. Is it going to be another winner for Lindsay Smith here, Harry?
I'm going for a bit of value, Michael. I think Swiss Hero opened at 18s, was 11 this morning into 9. That's still over the odds. Been freshened, had a quiet jump out in the interim. It was a forgivable effort at Lakeside. I doubt he appreciated the heavy 9, and why he led, that's beyond me. He needs a dry track. He gets that. Jumped 3 runs back in a benchmark 70 at track and trip, and he nearly knocked off Cafe Tortoni. So at the price we can play, Find Your Man, obviously the main danger. The market likes him. He maps for a sweet, sweet run. Category 5 made the pace in a similar race and wasn't far away. Drawn nicely. Storm's Colours, the omen bet for the NRL finals tonight, goes in as next best. 3.4.17.
3, 4, 1, and 7. Race number 7 is over the 9.75. In this race, we can take out 11, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Easy single, the favourite for Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace. Kieran said it's his best of the day, maybe even the weekend, and since then it's been $3.20 into $2.70. In the boat, at $3, Upper East Side at $13. So really, the market's only got this down to a two-horse race, and in the last hour, the money's been for Easy Single.
Yeah, I think it is sort of a race in two, chucking one extra in for insurance, but In the Boat sparks my interest. Won a jump out leading into this, was only over 600 metres, but the form through his two runs back in Perth has stacked up exceptionally well. His said runs, he's led, so he'll go forward. If he's fit enough, I think he's good enough to beat Easy Single. Scored over a similar trip in maiden grade last time out. As the market suggests, there's only a few other genuine hopes, so he could measure right up. Mistake won a trial nicely leading into this. Shaves 3 kilos off. Best horse at double figure odds, so into the quaddie. Princess Flagrant, best of the rest. 9, 10, 2, 12.
9, 10, 2, and 12. Race number 8 is a good little race. It's a benchmark 70 over 1,200 metres. Take out 9, 11, 12, 15. Rainbill, who was one of the best of the day from Glenny Ingram in the trial files, $2.20 first up. Ocular, $3.60. Diesel and Dust, $7.50. And then you're out to double figure odds for Yulong Storm. Are you with Rainbill first up here, Harry?
Yeah, I am. Best of the day. Not only because she's the class horse of the race. She just maps for the gun run. Won both jump outs leading into this prep. I'm sure the Bald Eagles told you about those. Noted first up performer, Dean Hollard aboard, who's been on her back in 9 of 10 career starts. I think she just wins. Ocular, only narrowly beaten by Corner Pocket last start. That's a good strong form reference. Ladies of London was lame when resuming at Caulfield. Forgive and forget that. A draw does her no favours, but with even luck, I think she looks well placed. So going into my quaddie, Diesel of Dust won 3 of his past 4. All have been on the synthetic, so maybe that's his preferred surface, but winning form's hard to knock. 8, 2, 6, 7.
8, 2, 6, and 7. Best of the day, Rainbill at $2.20. And then the last of 9 jumps at 5 o'clock. A few come out of this last race. 2, 4, 5, 7, and 9. Just mucked up the odds here. Here we go. The favourite here is Tara Mansour at $2.10. Marchand's Ensemble at $2.60, and then Prince Ziggy at $5, Balak at $9. So small field, just 6 runners, but 4 under double figure odds.
Yeah, I think it's a race in two, though. We'll go with Tara Mansour chasing a hat-trick after 2 synthetic wins. He gets the gun run, can keep on winning. Marchand's Ensemble, I've been following this prep. It's a small field, so hopefully doesn't get a mile back. If that's the case, he must be a genuine chance. Outside of those two, Prince Ziggy was good at Caulfield last time. Valak, best of the rest. 6, 8, 3, 1.
6, 8, 3, and 1. All right, Harry. It sounds like there's a fair ring of confidence around a few races today. So where are we going for the best bets?
Best, race 8, number 8, Rainbill. Value, race 6, number 3, Swiss Hero. Quaddie, first leg at 1, 3, 4, 7. Second leg 2, 9, 10. Third leg 2, 6, 8. Last leg 6 and 8 only. Play of the day. We can kick off the card with a couple of winners. So I'll have an all up race 1, number 11, Super Thief, into race 2, number 12, Playing It Safe.
I like that little early multi to build the bank. Have you had a look at headquarters tomorrow?
I have. There's a few shorties floating around, but I think Coulth in the first, fourth up and ready to fire, and at a nice enough price around $4.50, looks to go.
All right, Coulth is the best of the day for Harry White tomorrow. Play the little all-up in races 1 and 2 today. Good punting today, Harry.
Same to you, Michael.
Harry White joins us there. If you missed any of his selections, jump on rsn.net.au. Ben Ascari's the man who'll be finding us all the winners today on racing.com. Always great to catch up with Ben. Morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Michael.
Thank God you're working today.
Yeah, you can say that again. I was just having a chat to your producer, Maddie Never, who's a big D's man, and we're talking about how nervous we are. And yeah, anyway, we just got to focus on the work, focus on everything else, and then switch on when the ball bounces tonight. But just pretend it's not happening at the moment.
Where do you watch it tonight? You've got the kids, you've got the doll. Do you try to watch it on your own?
No, well, the kids will be asleep because they're pretty young. They're just 1 and 3, might be. So they'll be well and truly asleep. And Sarah and I will sit down and she'll just sit there and probably roll her eyes as I carry on like a pork chop. But, yeah, we'll have a bit of food and watch the footy and just hope that it's smooth sailing.
Are you a screamer? Do you get dressed up in the jumper and the scarf?
I'm definitely not a dress-up type at home. I had the scarf out the window this morning driving in, so I am a bit of a peanut, but not the dressing-up type at home. And it's carry on a little bit, not too bad.
All right. Well, let's hope you can cheer home a few winners today, which roll into the D's tonight. Where's the best at Swan Hill?
He was the last in Tara Mansour. I think he's a really progressive stayer. I think the margin probably doesn't tell you the ease of his victory two starts to go at Ballarat, and you can tie that form in through the second pick. He beats Steel Skies quite easily, and that horse narrowly beat his main rival today in Mark on Stumble. He went to Pakenham and had a pretty smart horse chasing him in Luna Flair. She's a very good Pakenham synthetic horse. The slow speed really suits her turn of foot, and he was strong through the line. He was holding her, and I think he was going away through the line. So the rising distance should be a real positive for him today, and I think it's better than even money. He's a fair bet in the last.
All right, best bet in the last. Anything else that you're keen to back today?
I think Rainbeal in the second last is a pretty progressive sprinter and has a bit more upside than her rivals in that race. So, you know, when they jump out as well as she did leading into this race, they tend to find her in the early market. So I won't be surprised if we get a better price come jump time with her, maybe 250, 260. And if we can get to that sort of a price, I'd love $3. If we can get 260, maybe she's a bet in the eighth today.
Sounds like there's a couple of nice things going around at Swan Hill today. Have you got an early selection at Flemington tomorrow?
Yeah, Flemington just through process of elimination. I'm quite keen on Crystal Bound in the fourth. I just wonder if her opposition are real two-year-old types or there's not a huge amount of substance to their form, whereas I think she's a very progressive filly. I know, having spoken to Dave Eustace on racing.com earlier, in the spring, he was mentioning her targets, the Manicato Stakes. So I don't think she'll be wound up, but I just think she's got a fair class edge on her rivals. And better than $3, I'm happy to be backing Crystal Bound in the capped on teeth.
I like that. What's your thoughts on Incentivise? Been smashed in the market. Mick Sharkey's taking a set against it, not even going to put it in its quaddy tomorrow. What's your thoughts first up?
He's the hardest horse to assess that I've had in some time. I could mark him favourite or I could mark him double figures. I just don't know where to put him because he could be anything. You don't see horses with his sort of profile winning consecutively by such big margins. But at the same time, his best work has been in weaker races over further. I just wonder how much intent there is on Saturday. If he's screwed down to win and he can control things from the front, then he probably deserves to be favourite. But in summary, I've got no idea, to be honest. I thought KI Northeast, regardless, was a bet at $13 each way. He'll run a big race, I think, for you. It was a great run in the Winx first up. Mile perfect. Wide draw perfect. So $13, I think. That's the way I'm playing the race. Each way, 1/3, KI Northeast.
Benny, good luck over the weekend. More importantly, good luck tonight.
Thanks very much.